Part of the cheshivas of wine, besides that it gets its own bracha, special bracha, brei pi agafen, and not brei pi oetz, or not a shahakel, it also has the cheshivas that if a person is drinking wine and having other liquids at the same time, the bracha that he says, the brei pi agafen, on the wine counts for the other beverages also. And the same thing, the bracha achrona, he says, the al gefen counts as the bracha achrona for the other beverages that he would have. So for example, a person goes to a Shabbos Kiddush and he drinks some wine, so you know, and there's some soda there. He does not need to make a bracha on the soda because he made a brei pi agafen on the wine. Even the bracha of soda is shahakel, and the bracha of wine is brei pi agafen. He does not say shahakel on the drink, and he does not say brei nefashos at the end on the soda that he drank because he said al agafen on the wine. I just want to clarify a few points in this halacha that the cheshivas of wine and that's quite other that pater's other mashkim. Because of the cheshivas of wine, so it pater's other mashkim, there are those who raise a question that it only applies to wine or possibly not to grape juice, because grape juice doesn't have the cheshivas that we have. It says grape gofen. So pasha said halacha the substance that grape juice also does pater the brei pi agafen on the grapes just will pater you from saying any other bracha achrona or bracha achrona on other beverages. I actually saw a quote in the name of Rabbi Yashar. Rabbi Yashar is masupik in this point, and he says it's better not to get involved in that situation. But the assumption in halacha is that's not a problem. Mishabura says this halacha that grape juice or wine will pater other beverages is only if you drink a certain amount. You do not need to drink a revius, you need to drink mole lugmov. The Mishabura says, mole lugmov is an ounce and a half. The person drinks 1.6 ounces of the grape juice or wine, and now he drinks some soda. He does not need to make a bracha rishona or a bracha achrona on the soda. However, if he drinks less than a mole lugmov, the Mishabura is masubik what the halacha is, whether that's enough to pater the other beverages or not. And he remains with the safik. The Chayodim, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and others say that that's also sufficient. Even a minimal amount, and I saw from Rav Chaim Kanievsky that he says the Minig Olam is like the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that even if you drink a minimal amount of wine or grape juice, it would relieve other beverages from their bracha rishona. Now, bracha achrona, you can't say an alagefen, you didn't drink a shir. So then you would have to say brei nefashos on the other beverages if you drink a shir of them. This halacha that it patters other beverages and includes other beverages is only one of three scenarios. Either the other beverages are on the table in front of him at the time, or he's intending to drink, he has in mind specifically, he's planning to drink these other things. That includes if a person normally would have other drinks also. Say by the Kiddush, he always has a cup of soda, so that even though he didn't think it, specifically he's planning to have a cup of soda by this Kiddush this time, but since that's his normal way of doing it, that is included also. There's a third way to do it, which is called being kaveh alayayin, which nowadays is really questionable whether that exists or not, so we're not going to get involved in that. This halacha obviously only applies if a person would drink. A person goes to the Kiddush, and the Rav says Kiddush, and he drinks, and he says brei pi agafen, and he drinks, but you did not drink from the wine, it's not going to pater you from saying the bracha of the bracha rishona or bracha achrona of the beverage. It only applies to beverages. It does not apply to salads. And even if you have something like a popsicle, which is really just frozen liquid, you know, but right now it's the status of a salad, it would not be included in the bracha. It only applies to something which right now is in the state of a beverage. When it comes to the bracha achrona, so the person would include it again in the bracha achrona, but we have to point out that case that if he did not drink enough to say an alagefen, so then the other beverages would need their own brei nefashos. There is a question, what do you do in the following scenario? Let's say a person ate mazonos, which is a shir. He ate yayin less than a shir. So what do you do for the bracha achrona? Forget about any other beverages. What do you do for the bracha achrona in that situation? You can't say bracha achrona on the gefen because you didn't drink a shir. However, you're saying a bracha achrona of ala michya anyway because you ate a shear of mazonos. So there are some places can say in that situation the correct thing to do is include the ala gefen in there anyway because the ma'aser you're saying a bracha achrona on the mazonos. However, even if you say that is true, and you're saying the ala gefen included thrown in for the ala michya, with the ala michya, it's still questionable whether you could use it for the brei nefashos on the soda that you drank a shear on. because you're not really saying a bracha achrona ala gefen, you're just sort of like throwing it in. So it's questionable in that situation what to do. It's best probably to try and the best thing to do is try and avoid that situation, but I'm not sure what the loch is in that. I'm not sure what the loch is in that situation. I haven't seen a clear psak on that, what the loch is in that situation. Okay, have a good morning.